Amen. Good morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for tuning in on a Sunday, a beautiful Sunday. We're still confined in our homes. We're still going to have to be doing a lot of praying as the COVID-19 is still affecting a lot of us, and we're going to try to give you some positive, uplifting Christian music along with devotionals on a Sunday morn. Okay, well, I'm going to start off by reminding you, you can always email me anytime, questions, comments. Hey, if you have new music and you say, CA, I want you to play this, can you listen to it? If you like it and you want to play it, sure, no problem. What's the email address? I'm fixing to give it to you right now. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I want to give you my toll-free 1-800 number. You have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, and that is 1-800-978-9735. Again, studio prayer line, 1-800-978-9735 gives you a capability of calling or texting. All right, we're going to start it off with our devotion this morning. It's called Pure in Heart. The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 8, Scripture reminds us, blessed are the pure in heart, for thou shalt see God. Amen, amen. So why does Jesus say we should be pure in heart? Well, the reason is because our heart is inner being, is the root of all of our actions. From our hearts comes our motives, our desires, our goals, our emotions. If our hearts ain't right, our actions won't be either. You see, friends, Jesus put it away from within, out of the heart of man. Proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, murders, thefts, wickedness, an evil eye, pride, foolishness. The book of Mark chapter 7 verses 21 and 22 reminds us of a lot of that. It's not a very pretty picture, but God wants us, he wants to give us a pure heart, and he will. And he does this, first of all, when we should turn to Christ in repentance and faith. For the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses all of us from sin. If you go to scripture in 1 John chapters 1 and verse 7. But God also purifies our hearts day by day as we submit to the Holy Spirit. With his help, flee from evil and seek what is good. Blessed are the pure in heart. Hope for today. What we allow our hearts affects every area of our lives. What we see, hear, and meditate on matters. Who we seek counsel from matters. Guard your hearts above all else. The book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, in verse 23. Well, I'm going to kick it off and remind you guys, one of the number one favorite songs on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, Overcomer. You are an overcomer. Remember that. Enjoy the song. Amen. And America will come back. The comeback, Danny Gockley on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Sunday morn, on Sunday morn praise. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in today with us and everything. You know, as I sit here at the podcast studio this morning with coffee in hand, and as I'm doing Sunday morning praise, looking on our monitors and just seeing the death count continues to rise as we continue to meditate. I mean, we're almost at 3 million just infected globally. God always touches my heart and he says, you know, this is going to be over with soon and very soon. It may not even be completely over, but one thing that we do know is that God has his hands in on everything. And I know a lot of y'all are confined in as well as me. And you can only get out on special things, and you know, maybe your children are driving you crazy right now. You love them, and probably a good opportunity to be closer to your family than ever. And mom and dad's out there that need breaks and stuff. I want to tell you something right now with God's little people, word to the wise, being a children's church director many, many years ago, is love your kids. Let them know you love them. Call your mom and dad. They're alive. Let them know you love them. Check on them. Check on your grandmas and your grandpas. I miss mine. They're up there in heaven. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to come back if I was up in heaven. They love you. And, you know, and just let them know. And, you know, with little children, not that I'm trying to be a psychologist or anything, with little children, you know, you just got to let them know that they're loved. And this is probably a great time to even be talking to them about Jesus, maybe even reading a Bible story. My mom and dad actually read Bible stories to us. I guess now you can use it on the app. One thing I'd recommend is maybe searching on your iPhone or Android phone, just word of suggestion, and look up children's Bible stories, and even look on your tablet. And you may even have it on your Kindles as well. Just a reminder, if you are in need of prayer, 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Let's give you a little bit of a cheer up even when you're down and out. Another one of our favorite songs people like, His Strength is Perfect, Stephen Curtis Chapman. We focus on the Lord today on Sunday Morning Praise.
Weakness, he is there to let me know.
Amen. His strength is perfect on Sunday morning praise on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Well, before I play this next song that it kind of jumpstart and make your home a house of love by Amy Grant, had somebody ask me, CA, will you play that? Absolutely. But before I do, I want to read another Bible devotion for you. It's entitled Teacher and Guide. Scripture reminds us in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Again, that's in John, chapter 16, verse 13. You see, friends, the moment you receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit takes up residency in your heart. Right now, he lives within you. The Bible says if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 9, Scripture reminds us of that. You see, friends, the Holy Spirit helps us in life's struggles, and we must never forget that. But the Holy Spirit also plays two parts, other important roles that we must not overlook. First, he convicts us of sin, the Bible says. He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Find that in the book of John chapter 16, verse 8. While this verse focuses on his convincing power among unbelievers, friends, the Holy Spirit also convicts believers when we sin. The second role of the Holy Spirit is a teacher. The Bible says he will guide you into all truth. Just as surely as the Holy Spirit inspired the writers of the Bible, so he will instruct us as we meditate on God's word. Are you a willing student of the Holy Spirit? Hope for today on a Sunday. As believers, we should not rely on God's Holy Spirit, but what an amazing teacher and trusted guide. Learn to listen and follow his guidance throughout the day. Amen. Amen. You know what? Let's make your home a house of love. What do you say? Amy Grant's going to kick it off right now. House of love, Sunday morning praise. Get up and boogie woogie. Here we go. What a way to close out Sunday morning praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Friends, I want to remind you, if you're down and out right now and discouraged, let me give you some hope. Hope to know that when you have time alone and you're talking to God, and you're saying, Lord, I've got all this on my mind, and just lay it on the table to Him, I'm going to tell you right now, He's going to take every prayer, every hurt, every discouragement is being sent up to Him up in heaven. And He is receiving it. And He is telling you, my son, my daughter, things are going to get better. He's going to give you hope. The best hope I can give you is continue to put all your faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. He loves you and I love you as your brother in Christ. And I want to remind you, my phone line is always open for you all. If you want to send me a text, if you got blessed on Sunday morning praise, or if you got saved, I want to know about it. I'm not tracking numbers. I just want to know that I'm reaching out to you guys, and I appreciate y'all that do communicate with me. It's 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text. That phone line is for you all. I had that installed in for you all because we're here to, I'm here to love, serve, as well as y'all are too. I want to be the beacon lighthouse, which I believe I am, being a minister in Christ, to reach others with Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, scriptures, and of course the fun, the comedies, and the devotionals. Well, you are loved, you are appreciated, so let's come right now united in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a Sunday, dear Jesus. Father God, I just pray that you just touch each and every one of our lives, the ones that are discouraged. May the discouragement be encouragement for them. And Father God, I just pray right now the ones that are infected with COVID-19, that you just put a touch on them. And in Jesus' name, that they get set free on this COVID-19, that it just dissipates. And Father, COVID-19 in the atmosphere, I pray that it just continues to dissipate. And Father, the ones that have lost loved ones with COVID-19, I just pray you just comfort them. Wrap your arms around them, dear Jesus. Let them know that they're loved and that people love them. Father, be with the discouraged pastors today. Yet again, they can't be with their congregation in the church, us being the church people, but they're trying all kinds of outreach ministry. And I pray you touch each and every one of the pastors in America. Father, I just pray right now that you just be with them. And when they're discouraged, that they hear something that would encourage them. And I know you're in their lives too as well, and I know you will encourage them today and just be with all of my pastor friends out there that are really hurting and discouraged and, and are like me that just don't know, but what we do is we put all of our faith, hope, and trust in you. And dear Jesus, also pray that you just be with the Christian brothers and sisters in Christ that are unemployed. I pray, dear Jesus, that this miraculously turns around and they're able to get back to work and support their family. And even with the kids, their little kids, I know there's stressful times that mom and dad could take turns stepping out. Even if they had to go to the grocery store for milk or whatever, that they can just kind of get things off their mind. And be an encouragement to the little people out there, your children too as well, reading them Bible stories and things like that. And we love you, dear Jesus. Give you all the praise and glory. Take care of each and every one of us in Christ's name, we pray. Amen. I'm not going to play any closeout music on Sunday morning praise, but I want to remind you that the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Again, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Tune in the rest of this week for some more of my podcast shows that I'll be doing. Thank you for all your love and support. One more time on the ministry line, 1-800-978-9735. Toll free, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text your prayers in. Give me your name. Give me your state. A couple of more things. Like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. And Twitter at Mornings Brew or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Talk to y'all later this week. Have a great day, and please, please, please be safe and check on your loved ones. Have a great day. Bye for now.